जय जय सच्चिदानन्द नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तविंद जय जय चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तविंद जय जय सच्चिदानन्द जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तविंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री सिंचनंद राम की जय ब्रजेंद नंदन ये सच्ची सुत हलो से बालराम हलनीताय सो लॉर्ड नित्यानंद इज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन चैतन्य चरितमृत एज नित्यानंद बालराम ही इज नन अदर देन बालराम बालराम आदिगुरु द ओरिजिनल स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर हु इज non different from Lord Chaitanya, Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam. He is the same Swarup as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but yet he is different, different in mood. One is known as Savior Bhagavan, or the Lord who is being served, and the other is known as Sevak Bhagavan, or the Lord who is engaged in service. In this way, Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master. By being the original servant of Lord Chaitanya, who is fully dedicated, it is said that he serves the Lord in five different ways. First of all, he expends himself as Mahasankarsan. He expends himself as Lord Ananta. And then he expends himself into the three Purusha avatars, Garbhadaksaya Vishnu, or Mahavishnu Garbhadaksaya Vishnu, Ksirodaksaya Vishnu. In this way, Lord Nityananda is making all the arrangements for the Lord. As Lord Sankarsan, he is glorifying the Lord in the spiritual world. As Lord Mahavishnu, he is the one who gets involved in making arrangements in the material world, then expands as Garbha Daksai, Ksira Daksai Vishnu, and deals with every living being on behalf of the Supreme Lord. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahurito Godadoya pushpadanta chitta sanda tumonado. It is said that as the sun and moon appear simultaneously, in this way, these two lords, who are both the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appear simultaneously. Srila Prabhupada explains that the moon, the difference between the sun and the moon is that the moon particularly appears in darkness. So Nityananda is the one who particularly deals with the most fallen. And we're seeing various pastimes where Nityananda is dealing with the most fallen. Lord Nityananda appeared approximately 12 or 13 years before Lord Chaitanya in the district of Radhadesh, where the Ganges doesn't flow. And it's said that, of course, from his very childhood, he was a great devotee who was enacting pastimes of the Lord. And then at a young age, a sannyasi came, and that sannyasi begged his father, who was completely dedicated to Dharma. He begged his father, "Please give me your son." So what could he do now? He didn't want to give, but what if he didn't give? If he didn't give, then he was showing the wrong example to his son. See? So he was caught by the situation, and he gave his son. And of course, he didn't live long after that. Just like it happened with Dasarath, when also his son was asked by Vishwamrita. His son was asked to come, and Dasarath also could not tolerate. And then when Ram went to the forest, then Dasarath left this world. So Nityananda, for a long time, was on a pilgrimage. Meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world in Navadvip. And there, for many years, Lord Chaitanya remained hidden. It was not known that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not known by anyone. Although he was undoubtedly extraordinary by displaying great learning as Nimai Pandit, he was also very proud and arrogant and would confront devotees and was not at all inclined towards devotional service. But in due course of time, after his father left the planet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. In Gaya, he received initiation, he met his spiritual master Ishwarapuri, received initiation and returned to Bengal, this time as a devotee. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to display extraordinary symptoms of love of God practically immediately. And everyone was amazed to see such level of devotion. And everyone was astounded and talking about Nimai. Soon after, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was first identified by Advaita Acharya, who suddenly understood, "Now I know who you are." And he began to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down in the house of Srivas on the altar and revealed his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He sat there for 21 hours. And it is not long after that Lord Nityananda also joined in Navadvip. So Lord Nityananda then performed pastimes together with Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip. At that time, He was asked to preach by Lord Chaitanya, and it was at that time that he went out together with Haridas Thakur as a Sankirtan partner, door to door, asking everyone to chant the holy name. And it was at that time that they came across these two brothers. Wow. Hailstone. It was at that time that these two drunken brothers, Jagai and Madai, were terrorizing Navadvip. In the Chaitanya Bhagavad, it is described that the amount of sinful activities that these two brothers had committed were beyond imagination. It was practically not possible to keep records of the amount of sinful activity. Yamaraj has a personal scribe known as Chitragupta, and Chitragupta has many messengers, and the messengers were just running up and down with always new messages of new sinful activities performed by these two brothers, and at times the messengers were falling exhausted by the wayside. And all the records that were being kept, so many scribes were writing, they were getting cramp in their hands. And they didn't know where to keep all those records of all the sinful activities of Jagai and Madai. So much space was needed for the files. It is said that these two brothers, they came across Lord Nityananda. When Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur saw these brothers, Haridas said, come on, let's go. But Nityananda, somehow or other, being very transcendental and having this particular nature, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Nityananda is even more ecstatic than Lord Chaitanya. And the reason is because he's always absorbed in the service of the Lord. And because he is serving the Lord, his ecstasy is so great that he becomes intoxicated. Therefore, Nityananda is practically drunken with love of God, and therefore he cannot see who is qualified, who is not qualified, and when it moves, give it the mercy. When Lord Nityananda saw these two brothers, he thought that this was a great opportunity. He thought that these two brothers, Jagai and Madai, they must somehow or other get the mercy. Because they are representative. They are representative of the residents of this age of Kali. And therefore these particular brothers, if they can be delivered by Lord Chaitanya, if they can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then truly everyone in this age can get the mercy. So therefore he fixed his mind. And he asked the brothers to chant the holy name of Krishna. And immediately they became extremely aggressive and wanted to attack both Haridas and Lord Nityananda, who turned around and ran at great speed. But Haridas was considerably older. Considerably, yes. Even some almost 25 years, 22 years older than Lord Nityananda. So Haridas had a hard time with all this running. And he is saying, why do I go out with this madman? With this madman, Nityananda, he gets me into endless trouble again and again. Sometimes he just suddenly gets in the mood of a cowherd boy. And he throws his clothes off. He goes into a village. He drinks the milk of a cow. And then all the villagers get upset. They chase us. And he runs away because he's very fast. And they catch me and I have to explain everything. I'm not going out with him anymore. Enough. So in this way, Haridas was complaining. He was complaining. I will not go out with this transcendental madman any longer. Of course, Haridas also knew very well that this transcendental madman, Nityananda, was mad in love of God, and he knew very well that anyone who would get the mercy of Nityananda would certainly be delivered. Anyway, because the brothers Jagai and Madai were drunk, they couldn't walk in a straight line, and therefore Nityananda and Haridas managed to escape. So that evening, they reported back to Lord Chaitanya, and Haridas, he told everything. And he told how Nityananda just started preaching to these drunks and risked their life. And Lord Chaitanya mentioned, yes, anyone who is favored by this madman Nityananda will also become mad. Indicating that very soon these two brothers would be delivered. Well, the next day they approached the brothers again, and the next day it was Madai who hit Lord Nityananda with the clay pot. And Lord Nityananda stood there. He stood there bleeding. And although he had been hit, and although he was wounded, he asked again, please chant the holy name of the Lord. Well, then Madai lost it and wanted to attack him. But Jagai, at that point stopped him. Jagai stopped him and said, no, why? Why you are attacking him? Jagai had appreciated the kirtan that they sing nicely. There was kirtan in Navadvip. The brothers had heard it, and Jagai had appreciated. For this appreciation, now it had fructified, and now he protected Lord Nityananda. Well, just at that point, Lord Chaitanya appeared personally on that spot in a very, very ragingly angry mood, holding a Sudarshan chakra in the hand and ready to kill the brothers. When Nityananda said, stop, Jagai saved me, first of all. And second, he said, and if you will kill them, then how can we save anyone in this age of Kali? Then we'll have to kill them all. So when Lord Chaitanya heard Jagai saved Nityananda, then his mood changed completely. And he spontaneously embraced Jagai. And Jagai, at that point, in that embrace, became totally transformed. All his sinful activities were removed, and he became ecstatic and filled with love of God. Yes, then Madai was looking. What about me? Me too. We did everything together. You will never get the mercy. You will have to suffer eternally because you have offended Lord Nityananda. Only he can forgive you. So, a little while later, Lord Nityananda also embraced Madai. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, then it is described how the body of Nityananda in that embrace turned blackish from all these sins that he was accumulating. One should not misunderstand, one should not think that the power of sin can ever affect the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's no question that Nityananda was affected by any amount of sin. That Nityananda turned blackish was simply his pastime. There was no such thing that Nityananda had to suffer a token reaction for all those sinful activities that he absorbed. No. He can absorb unlimited sinful activities and be and remain unaffected. But then, to show that indeed, Madai was unlimitedly sinful, and that all that sin was really eradicated, Nityananda turned blackish. But we see that although now Madai had become purified from all these sinful reactions, still Madai was not satisfied. Madai was not happy. So then Madai turned again to Lord Nityananda and said, "But I am still not happy, because if I think of all those people that I have offended, and I don't know how many. I was drunk, I was totally intoxicated, I can't even remember all those people. I can't even remember what we have done to so many people." Then Lord Nityananda advised the two brothers to make a bathing ghat, and that bathing ghat serve all the Vaishnavas. But that still, even that, they did it, and they were serving the Vaishnavas, and still Madai was not feeling relieved. Madai still felt burdened by feelings of guilt. And again, Madai came before Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda said, "Yes, what is the problem?" And Madai said, I can appreciate that you have forgiven me, because you are very merciful. But I cannot forgive myself. I cannot forgive myself for such a sinful act." And then Lord Nityananda said, "My dear Jagai and Madai," he said, "you know, sometimes a child even physically attacks his father and hits him with a wooden toy. And it hurts. But the father doesn't take it very serious. He doesn't consider that a major thing. So in the same way, from my perspective, you are like my children. I don't take it very serious. I didn't take your events very serious. It's forgotten. You can also forget." So Lord Nityananda, in this way, also delivered Madai, who was an aggressor and not qualified. Devamrita Maharaj was mentioning how the mercy in the parampara is multiplying, because Lord Chaitanya wanted to see that more glory would go to Nityananda than to himself. So Srila Prabhupada also explained, as Nityananda was delivering one Jagai and Madai, we can deliver many Jagais and Madais, because of the same reason that Lord Nityananda wants that the devotees are glorified. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda allow the devotees to deliver many Jagais and many Madais. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are reaching out to the most fallen. If we're looking at the pastimes, when after Lord Nityananda had joined Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip, the pastimes in Navadvip didn't continue for very much longer before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. And then, upon the request of his mother, he went to Jagannath Puri. So, in this way, Navadvip suddenly became deserted. Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda left, and it was as if Navadvip stopped. Right? When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, they all left. Srivas couldn't tolerate it and moved away from Navadvip. Then, as we heard, when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, he asked Lord Nityananda to go to Bengal to preach. In the Chaitanya Bhagavad it is described how Lord Nityananda left. And on the way to Bengal, Lord Nityananda was accompanied by a number of associates. Gadadhar Das was there. Others were there. And the party traveled from Puri to Navadvip and had ecstatic kirtan on the way. So much so that they forgot everything. One of the devotees just stood in the pose of Krishna for 9 hours. And everyone was ecstatically dancing around it. And then they moved again, and then they missed the turn. And they asked someone, Navadvip, oh, that's back. And then they went back, and they missed again the turn, each time they walked past. So it took a very long time before they finally reached in Bengal, in Navadvip. The kirtan of Lord Nityananda was the main means for spreading Krishna consciousness. That kirtan party just wouldn't stop. There are stories in the Chaitanya Bhagavat how it just continued. The kirtan was just ongoing. And it's described as a whole group of young boys, and they became caught up in the kirtan, and for 30 days they didn't eat, and they just became more and more ecstatic, and in the course of the whole thing they pulled trees out of the ground at the end. Right? And meanwhile there were old men that jumped in the trees and they danced on the branches, even on the little ones, and they didn't break. So in this way, the kirtan of Lord Nityananda, people disappeared in it, and people went missing from their village, and more people came to look where their family members were, and they also became caught up. In this way, whole villages disappeared into the kirtan of Lord Nityananda. So in this way, the movement of Lord Nityananda spread all over Bengal. All over Bengal, everywhere, through kirtan particularly. That was the main means of preaching. Lord Nityananda is particularly absorbed in glorifying Krishna. It is said he is Anantasesh. The first chapter of the Chaitanya Bhagavad is completely dedicated to explain how Lord Nityananda is Anantasesh. And it is said Anantasesh is continuously with his many hoots glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's said that the mouth of Anantasesh is like the jewel case where the jewel of the glorification of Krishna is preserved. And in this way, if we want to glorify Krishna, we pray to Anantasesh. So Lord Nityananda is always serving Lord Chaitanya and always glorifying Lord Chaitanya. That is his primary engagement, this constant glorification. The mercy of Lord Nityananda is obviously a gift which is given by his will. It is causeless, and he may grant it to anyone and everyone if he so desires. That is the nature of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. However, one can, although the mercy is costless, one can also act in such a way as to attract that mercy of Lord Nityananda. And since Lord Nityananda is always engaged in serving and glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, if one assists Lord Nityananda in that service, then one can purchase Lord Nityananda. Then one can attain the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So in this way, there are two ways to attain the mercy of Lord Nityananda. By prayer, especially on this day, and by service, by serving in the mission of Lord Nityananda, by assisting Lord Nityananda, who is prepared to give the mercy to the most fallen. When Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were still in Navadvip, at that time they were walking down the street, Lord Chaitanya in his dressed in the white dress of a grihastha, a brahmana with a Brahmin thread, which was none other than Ananta Sesh on his broad chest, all effulgent, walking down the street. Then a sannyasi passed by. And when the sannyasi saw that wonderful brahmana, he said, Oh, I am so happy to see such a glorious brahmana. I want to offer some benediction. May you live a long life, have great health, great wealth, and great beauty. So Lord Chaitanya said, what kind of blessing is that? That's more like a curse. Right? So the sannyasi said, just see the symptoms of Kali Yuga. You give someone blessings, and what you get? What you get? No gratefulness in this age. No, Lord Nityananda then interfered and said, no, this boy has a difficult character. Only I know how to deal with him. But sir, I appreciate your blessing very, very much. The sannyasi said, someone who's intelligent. Oh, very nice. An intelligent man. He said, sir, you must please come to my home and take some prasad. So Lord Nityananda said, all right, we will come, we'll take a little fruit, just little fruit. All right. So they came. And as they came with the sannyasi, and they came to the sannyasi's house, the wife of the sannyasi was already waiting. She was already waiting and said, you have brought some guests. He said, yes, they will take some fruits. They'll take little fruits. Oh, very nice. So she went in the kitchen and made all the arrangements to cut up the fruits and get everything ready. And then both the lords were seated. They were honoring the fruit. And then the sannyasi, he came and he says, you'll take some ananda? Take ananda. Take some? Yes. Some ananda you want? Yes. And then the wife came and said, no, please don't do this to our guest. Ananda. Then Lord Chaitanya asked Nityananda, who knows the ways of the fall of the most fallen. He said, what is this ananda? He said, alcohol. Then Lord Chaitanya jumped up and he ran out of the house, followed by Nityananda, and in full speed they ran towards the Ganga and they jumped in the water with their clothes on and then floated onwards towards Shantipur. And now, it's an interesting story because it's a little bewildering. Lord Chaitanya didn't appreciate the benediction because it was mundane. But Nityananda appreciated it, apparently. And said, yes, we'll take some fruits. When they came to the house and they saw the lady, why didn't they run away right then and there? As probably we would have done. Isn't it, Maharaj? I think, I wonder who would have been up front. But I think at that stage, I remember when we were in Soweto and, you know, there was a little dance and Dave and Rita Maharaj was there and one lady with bikini and he said, here we go. I remember that. Right? We would have run at the sight of the lady. We would have gone, you know. So why in the world did they sit down to take prasad? Why did they do it? And then, next the alcohol is being offered, and then they suddenly get all moralistic, right? And then they run away and jump in the Ganga. So it's a little bewildering if you think of the pastime. Why? How does it all work? First of all, yes, the benediction was mundane. Long life, wealth, beauty, health, all these things, mundane. But it was offered voluntary service, unsolicited, on his own, out of his own initiative. For that, he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Even if the offering wasn't perfect, the initiative was there, was sincere, and Lord Nityananda reciprocated with it. And therefore, yes, they even overlooked the fallen condition, had a little fruit. Not too much, just a little to reciprocate. Then of course, okay, the fallen person continued and offered the wine. And then, to establish very clearly that such a thing is unacceptable, to associate with such fallen persons, that unacceptable, Lord Chaitanya immediately showed the principles of Dharma and jumped up, followed by Lord Nityananda, and they both jumped in the Ganga. So anyway, it's very interesting how the balance is there between mercy, between upholding standards, and how the mercy can be earned. How even although this sannyasi, so-called sannyasi, was a debauchee, still, because there was some sincerity in him, he got the mercy of Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya went along with it. We see that. So that's our saving grace. Because after all, when Srila Prabhupada writes that Lord Nityananda delivered Jagai and Madai, and that we are able to deliver many Jagais and Madais, then Prabhupada is speaking about how he is delivering many Jagais and Madais, namely us, who are somehow or other just like that sannyasi below the standard, who have poor standards, but somehow or other, if some sincere service is offered, it's still accepted. That is our saving grace. So in this way, there is the one aspect of reaching out to those who are not perfect candidates, but who have a spark of sincerity. All right, pull them in as well. And then the other element is those who begin to serve Lord Nityananda, they are being maintained by Lord Nityananda. Not only is Lord Nityananda reaching out to the most fallen and pulling them out of the material world once, but he's also sustaining us. I mean, now also we are carrying on because of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. How else would we still be here? How else would we be able, with our weaknesses and so on, to carry on? So in this way, it is the extraordinary mercy of Lord Nityananda that has pulled us out of the material world, and it keeps us also going. Srila Prabhupada, of course, represents that mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda perfectly. And he adds his own prayer. Huh? He adds a prayer of his own, by which we, even when we are not qualifying for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, then Prabhupada prays, and then we still get it. So in this way, we can appreciate on this day how much we came here, and how much we are still here, carrying on day by day, moment by moment, by that mercy only. And otherwise, there's practically no chance. No chance. It is, we should not think, oh yes, now I've become Vaishnav. No. We know. Deep down, still fallen. But by taking shelter, simply by taking shelter and assisting Lord Nityananda and his representatives in their service to the Supreme Lord, in that way, we are protected. In that way, even we can be delivered in this lifetime and go back to Godhead. That is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Thank you very much. Sri Sri Nityananda Rama Ki Jai, Nityananda Balarama Ki Jai, Nityananda Trayodasi Mahamahotsava Ki Jai. I think it's been a long time, so I think the questions will say for another day. What is this? One second. Okay. At 11:50 a.m. after Abhishek in the temple, there will be a drama in English on the pastime of deliverance of Jagannath and Madai by the Gurukul boys at the Balaram Hall. Everyone is welcome. 11:15 a.m. Drama by the Gurukul. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.